60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We ain't done yet. You could still call. There's still time for you at 844-967-2789. But Fancy Brian, I think it's my responsibility to, you know, give frequent updates on that trucker convoy, the People's Convoy, I think they call themselves down in D.C. They're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, they're protesting the mask mandates that aren't there, and they're going against the COVID restrictions that aren't there, and they're getting mad at gas prices that are going down. So, awesome.
I noted here, right on University Avenue in Madison. Now, I realize I'm only looking through my eyes, but unleaded, it was like 386, which Joe shouldn't Biden's make me excited, but it's under... Time. What's that?
Joe Biden is now the greatest president of all time. If the gas prices are dropping, he's the worst president of all time when they're going up. So going down, he must have pressed a magical button to go and make the prices go down. He must be the most magical warlock of a president ever for making the prices go down.
You know, someone might want to tell U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, time to pull that ad. I know it hadn't run yet, but, you know, it's already dated. But let's talk about some people burning gas on the I-495 outside of D.C., the People's Convoy. Let me read a little bit here. Now, there's been one guy, he's been assigned from the Daily Beast. He's done lots and lots of coverage. We'll get to him in a moment. The People's Convoy appears to be spinning its wheels, and its participants know it. The Daily Beast's Zachary Patricio reports that members of the convoy are growing increasingly impatient and are forcing organizer Brian Brasi, not a fancy Brian, just a regular old Brian, and I, Brian. You know, they're the less cool Brians.
So he lacks vision. I got you.
He does. And why? They're growing increasingly impatient and are forcing organizer Brian Brasi to try and keep their spirits up.
Look, if you're ever going to do something with a Brian, you gotta have a really good why. And then this doesn't seem to have a really good why.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be Brian's, you know, Brian with an I. It's going to be Brian's turn in the barrel here pretty soon. Just got to entertain these boys. Let me get back to the story, though, because that's just speculation on my part. According to Patricio, Brasi on Wednesday pushed back against truckers who feel that driving around the Beltway for days on end is a waste of time. I don't think it's a waste of time, Brasi told them, according to Patricio and Fancy Brian. A little bit sad, but this is not the first sign that the trucker convoy is getting antsy. A little ADHD going around, I guess. That and COVID, perhaps. People's convoy organizer, he's the co-organizer, Ron Coleman, said on Tuesday, that's yesterday, for instance, that he wants to start conducting citizens' arrest. A Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, as well as members of the Metropolitan Police Department of the District of Columbia. Yeah, I'd really like to see them try that. A little citizen's arrest. Any town in America. Go citizen's arrest a cop and see how well that works out for you.
Yeah, that's not going to be that's not going to be received very well.
Well, no one ever accused these people of being rocket scientists, just people's convoyers. A little bit more here from the Raw Stories account. In justifying this action, Coleman accused the police of not allowing the truckers to get to go to the bathroom. And they've been circling the Beltway, which has resulted in having some truckers who have actually pissed their pants. And I'm sorry to be coarse, but that's a quote here from the journalism. The People's Convoy for weeks has been protesting against pandemic restrictions in Washington, D.C., even though such restrictions have largely been lifted throughout the entire country. You know, once upon a time, we had a whole, you know, like a mask rack. For a while there, you know, during the pandemic, my wife would have the good, clean masks. And then you might get the mask you give to the teenage boys. You know, they're going to snot them up and stuff anyways. Here, boys, have a mask. But we had masks constantly because there were mask mandates. But now, at this time, I can't even find a mask in my house. I can't, well, I guess I went to Whole Foods or, no, I guess it was Willie Street. You know, something about going into Willie Street, maybe it's the virtue signaling. But when I go in there, I feel like I should wear a mask, owe it to the neighbors. But everywhere else, you know, the regular old grocery stores I normally shop at, because, you know, the co-op gets a little pricey. And then they pressure you a little bit to, they call it chipping, give a little something extra, chip in. I'm like, okay, if I have to. Aren't your prices high enough? No offense to the co-op. You know, they do have fine stuff. But anyways, where was I? Chipping? Going to the co-op? Getting lost in a story? About an onion and a bridge? People's convoy? What was I talking about, fancy?
It's a people's convoy. You got in the people's convoy, man. They're jackassery, and they are getting lost, and they're spinning their wheels because they pee themselves. And that's not hygienic. I got to tell you, if you, honestly, if you or anyone you know has peed themselves after laughing at yourself and others, then you should probably get changed and maybe take a shower, because it's you shouldn't have pee on your body for long periods of time. Just throwing it out there, no matter how much Moises Alou tells you you should not.
Do you think that's what turned Trump's skin a little bit orange?
It toughened it up for sure.
Exposure. Yeah, I try not to be exposed to such thing. Now that the boys have, you know, now they're teenagers. I remember back in diaper days, you know, you got to dodge that little thing.
Yeah, it's a fire hose. It goes right off on you, man.
It is. It is. Let's finish with a few political thoughts here, because I feel like somewhere along the line I took you to a direction and then I pushed you off the cliff and you all got lost. But political thoughts. First and foremost, I believe we're going to see the end of the nomination confirmation hearings. I think they're coming to a conclusion later this week. So this poor woman, and I mean, she's ultimately qualified, but the justice in waiting, I'm going to call her, because she's been exemplary during the nomination hearings. I mean, you know, I'm getting sick of the dog whistling. It's really quite insulting. And of course, we had this this little U.S. Supreme Court ruling here in the state of Wisconsin. Congressional maps, you can use those. But despite the fact you have to start qualifying for the ballot on April 15th, which is like 3 weeks from today-ish. Well, you know, here's the problem. Can't tell you where you live, what district you live in. Because, you know, reverse racism. And you can say I did a poor job of explaining the ruling. I'd like to see you do a better job on your radio show. It's a tough ruling to explain. I'm just saying. Although, you know, apparently that's been my trouble here for a while, Fancy Brian. Yeah, I feel like I'm there in solidarity, just looping the I-495 in solidarity with the People's Convoy. Oh, I think I remember what my point was before. It was just quite unimportant. Something about not wearing a mask. Don't have masks anymore. That's where I lost the conversation. Luckily, the show's over, so, you know, please stick around. Native Roots Radio is next.
Ted Cruz, go f*** yourself.
So, dude, not the preferred nomenclature.
Jackass!
I'm really proud of what we've been able to do.
Beedle, beedle.
There is no bathroom!